What's your party's position on gay marriage?
It's a matter of conscience to everybody in the party.
No policy?
No, there is no policy. It is a matter of personal conscience.
Right. Should there not be a policy?
No, it is a matter of personal conscience.
Do you believe people in this country should be able to get married if they're gay?
Yes, I do. I'm very clear about it. I believe in marriage equality for civil weddings. And providing I can be assured that no churches will ever be forced to marriage people against their religious beliefs, that's where I stand.
Why did your leader abstain in the vote? Where does he stand on it?
It's a matter of personal conscience.
Yeah, but where does he stand?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Why? Why would I? Why? It's a matter of personal conscience, Stephen. I don't ask anybody those views.
Has he expressed his conscience?
He hasn't expressed his conscience to me, but I'm not asking him about those
questions.
So
the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, you don't know whether he is for or against gay marriage?
I don't know.
Mean, why would you? Is that not what people are entitled to know in this country, where he stands on it?
They can ask him. It's a matter of personal conscience.
You're here to represent your party.
It's a matter of personal conscience. We have of our 24 MLAs are standing. I have no idea of how other people view it, the rest of it. It is a matter of personal conscience. So, Stephen, if somebody wants to ask Mike his view on it, ask Mike his view on it. But it is a matter of personal conscience. And we're quite clear on that.
Pretty farcical, isn't it? That here we are in 2017, one of the contemporary issues, only one of the contemporary issues that's discussed in Northern Ireland, whether the definition of marriage should be protected and gay marriage should remain banned in Northern Ireland, or whether indeed gay people should be able to get married in Northern Ireland. And the representative for the UUP can't even tell me what the leader's position is on it.
Because it's a matter of personal conscience, Stephen.
But what is his personal conscience?
Ask him.
I'm asking you.
Why would you ask me? I've told you what my personal views on it. Why don't you can ask any of our candidates what their views on it. It's a matter of personal
Why
conscience.
Why did he abstain rather than voting for or against?
I don't know. Ask him. I do not know. It's a matter of personal conscience. I've made my position clear. That's where I stand.
One of your pledges is standing up for the LGBT community. Is that standing up for them? Abstaining?
Stephen, this is a matter of personal conscience. There's a whole lot other raft of issues on LGBT rights. And those are things we want to see: no discrimination. We don't want to see we want to see the removal of fear from the factors. We want to be able to make sure that people are treated with equality. And if the issue comes before, it is a matter of conscience of the party. I've made my position clear. And if you want to ask Mike's position, ask Mike. But equally, ask any of our candidates. And people at the doors do. And I've made my position clear. And some people like it and some people don't. But that's the situation where I am. I'm very clear about it.
It's interesting that you've made your position clear, but your leader hasn't.
Well, ask him. Yeah, go on, ask him.
The point remains. Here we are ahead of an election. Yes, you have made your position clear. Your leader hasn't.
But it's a matter of personal conscience across the party. What is wrong with that?